At a picnic table on the Newfane Town Common, Marcy Jones is taking a break from her moving chores. All summer she's been packing up her home near the village center. She and her husband, Derek, have lived there for 15 years.
My kids were born here. No, we weren't going to leave, but we are. We have to.
Derek Jones was an operations manager at Vermont Yankee. For the past 4 months, he's been in central Pennsylvania working at a nuclear power plant there.
It's hard. You know, he tries to come home when he can, and the kids miss him. But they wanted him to start, and I stayed to finish out the school year with my children.
Jones says her husband could have stayed on after the plant stops operating. But very quickly after Entergy's announcement, he started getting offers from other nuclear facilities.
People just said, oh, we hear that you're closing, and you know, would you like a job with us? And he said, no, I'm going to, I think, stick it out for a while. And then you know, the right offer came along for our family, and so we decided to go.
The couple's two children were a big part of the decision to leave sooner rather than later. Their oldest is just entering his teens.
So either we moved him now or 3 years from now, and he's 16. And it's a little harder to move a 16-year-old, I think, than a 12-year-old.
Not all Vermont Yankee workers are in such high demand. Ken Farabaugh of Vernon is a technical advisor to the plant's site vice president. He says a lot of people are still sending out resumes.
And frankly, some don't know from one day to the next whether they're going to be living in North Carolina, Georgia, Washington State, Texas, or wherever. So, you know, especially with people that have kids in school, it's pretty nerve-wracking to them, I'm sure.
Farabaugh has been in the nuclear industry since the 1970s. He'd been through a couple of plant closings and many moves. When he went to work for Vermont Yankee in 1997, he and his wife Peggy decided, for the sake of their family, that they wouldn't move again. But as anti-nuclear sentiment and political pressures in the region heated up, they decided they'd need something to fall back on if they wanted to stay. So the couple started an online business, Vermont Woods Studios. It now employs about a dozen people. The company sells furniture made by local artisans from sustainably grown Vermont wood. They recently opened a showroom in a former Vernon ski lodge.
Oh, there she is.
How are you?
I'd love to show you around a little bit.
So this is that last leg option on that other unit.
When I started the business, it was simply providing my family with another option that perhaps I wouldn't have to go on the road somewhere else while they were here.
This is Tiger Maple with the stripes.
About 80 Vernon residents work at Vermont Yankee. Vernon Select Board Chairwoman Patty O'Donnell says many of them would like to stay in the area. Some have family ties going back for generations. Others have worked at the plant for decades.
And with the wonderful package that Entergy has given people with the retention bonuses and everything else that they've offered, a lot of those people will be able to retire and stay here.
O'Donnell is a longtime Yankee champion. She says employees in management who stay through December will receive an additional year's salary. According to a union spokesman, non-management workers will get 9 months' pay for staying on.
It's more the younger people who are operations people and so forth that really are going to have to go to another nuclear power plant if that's the field they want to stay in. And the salary is huge. You're just not going to replace those kinds of salaries around here.
O'Donnell says some people have taken jobs an hour or an hour and a half away.
I even know of people who are talking about maybe going to Plymouth, to the plant down there, and just having a small apartment, but their family's staying here and they come home on the weekend.
Entergy says it's working to find a job for any worker who wants one somewhere else in its fleet of power-generating facilities. Back in Newfane, Marcy Jones says her husband had that option. But she says most of the opportunities were in the southern states. She and her husband have family in Pennsylvania. And Jones says the plant where Derek will be working appears likely to stay open, at least until the kids finish high school. Jones says she'll miss Vermont. her friends, her job in the lab at Grace Cottage Hospital, and her volunteer work at her children's school. But she says she won't miss the controversy and the negative comments about nuclear power that even her kids have had to endure.
There's a cost to everything. You know, the Priuses with their batteries and the solar panels with their chemicals in them. Fracking. Windmills. Oh, they're loud and they kill birds. I mean, the list goes on. I just feel like in this state that people, all they want to do is plug in their, you know, appliances, and they don't care where the power comes from as long as it's not here.
The only trouble is, she says, her family's put down roots here. And like other Yankee workers and their families, she's finding it hard to leave. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.